All right, guys. So this is the WrestleCast, probably the last WrestleCast you're going to hear Wayne and I do. But we're up late. It's 11:35 here. It's probably like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning for him.
It's 25 to 5.
25 to 5 for him. We were already recording stuff. We just figured we might as well go ahead and have some fun. We just watched NXT, but now we're going to watch a Monday Night Nitro. A Monday Night Nitro, episode 23, right, Wayne?
Yeah.
So if you go
through 23 of them.
Yeah. So if you go to the network, WWE Network, you go to shows, WCW, Monday Night Nitro, and you scroll down to, and then you go to 1996 year, then you go scroll down to number 23. We're going to do a playback for you guys of all of this Monday Night Nitro. And currently, right now, we're at Sting doing a Stinger Splash after one of the manhole covers exploded, and you see Sting projected on the wall of a building. Okay? So we can give you a minute to get there with an exit, with an eat sign right above, right below Sting, doing a Stinger Splash. It looks like he's splashing like, was it like Mongol or whatever his name is? What's his name? What's that dude's name? That old...
Mongo McMichael.
No, it's not Mongol. It's,
Well, that's what you just said.
Yeah, I know that's what I said, but it's like
I'd already skipped on again because right. I thought when you there said you go, you no. meant me, not that you were doing a recording. So I ain't got the actual picture.
Yeah, there you go. It's not Mongol. Anyway, doesn't matter. It's Sting doing a Stinger Splash. So there you go. That's the building. So right now I'm gonna hit play, and we're gonna go into right one. Two, three. Right now, we're going to hit a play. Building exploding. Going in. WCW Nitro going in right now.
All I will say is don't expect this episode to be anything special. This is just happened to be the one that I got up to.
Yeah, this is just Wayne and I fucking around with WCW, seeing what's going on.
There's no NWO yet.
No. Is there NWO yet?
Nope.
Maybe.
No, they're in.
Maybe this is the first MWO. Is this the first MWO?
No.
It's not? You sure?
I'm telling you, there's no NWO on this yet. They're not up there.
So if you... What's the episode that... I love Mondo McMichael with his fucking dog next to Eric Bischoff and Bobby the Brain Heenan. What's the first episode that Scott Hall shows up in? I get your drift. He's
one of the four horsemen. When you see not yet. Where the current storylines is Pillman going crazy in the horsemen to the point that Arn Anderson's having to discipline him.
Oh, so they already reunited the horsemen one time.
Yeah. Benoit, Anderson, Flair, Pillman is the current lineup.
Benoit, Anderson? What do you mean Anderson? Like
Arn Anderson.
Arn Anderson, okay. Anderson, Flair. Mean
Gene Okerlund will get an opportunity to talk with Hulk Hogan. Also, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, is here. He's going to be stepping into the ring with Marcus Bagwell.
You should turn this down. I'll probably turn this down. World
Tag Team titles. I was listening to you.
Oh, okay. I'll keep it up then. That's fine.
Fuck it.
Who cares? I get sued. What do you want me to do?
You're not getting fucking sued because you've got some audio in the background.
That's a lot of audio in the background. It's not some. It's all of it.
Yeah, but it's audio. Come on. It's not video. I think I'd be more saying. Pissed off with video.
Just saying, buddy. It'll be up to LL because he'll own this by the time this comes out. Oh, Chris Benoit coming out.
Can't mention his name. He don't exist.
Oh, Chris. Boop! Coming out.
Chris Horseman.
Yeah, Chris Horseman coming out. Let's get the whole fucking... I love that the fans of WCW were so fucking losers. They were all losers.
Not as bad as TNA fans.
Yeah, that's true.
WCW fans were just loyal.
No, they were losers. They weren't loyal. They were losers. They were losers to the NWA. They were losers to WCW. They were losers to everything. They suck. WCW fans always sucked. Macho Man. Ooh, yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage with the World Heavyweight Championship belt. Ooh, yeah.
Always think the top look bent.
With Miss Elizabeth and Luna Vachon. Ooh, yeah. Luna Vachon that doesn't look like Luna Vachon.
Is that Luna Vachon?
Yeah, it's Luna Vachon next to him.
Fuck off.
Look at her.
My God, that is.
It is Luna Vachon next to him.
Fuck me. I actually would there.
It's Luna Vachon, but not Luna Vachon. It's Luna Vachon with the full head of hair.
I probably would there.
Yep.
Wouldn't touch that fucking...
Luna Vachon was
fucking
gorgeous. Luna Vachon was gorgeous at any day of the week that you asked her to be. Gorgeous.
Is that a wig?
Yeah, it's a wig. Beautiful women. What else could you ask for? Macho Man Randy. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Down her arms, but nothing.
Oh, we had tattoos then. She had tattoos on her head. Once again
for WCW Monday Nitro. Wow.
Congratulations. You learn something new every day. She is one
gorgeous. See, that's why I watch old Nitros. Why watch old Nitros.
Plus, you can see Benoit go after the World Championship, but not really go after the World Championship because he never won the WCW World Championship. Instead, he killed his family.
That's the best prize.
Oh, Macho Man putting the Four Horsemen symbol down, as in, like, for life! Without question, and beyond dispute behind the Macho Man, Randy Savage, as he takes Chris Benoit to the corner. So Macho Man known for, size, a little bit of strength, Benoit, a very fast being with, like, what, planning every second of every match, right? I'll tell you something about Savage, he's going to come forward all night long. Did you watch the Macho Man documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's known for planning every second of every match.
But so is, I know his match with Steamboat was heavily planned.
Yeah, match with Steamboat was very heavily planned.
But the one that's got more of a reputation for that is DDP, isn't he?
Him and DDP or just DDP?
No, just DDP.
Oh, I don't know.
He gets a lot of criticism from, like, people because of the way he plans his matches, but I don't see the problem with that. I think you're just guaranteeing a good match then.
Well, the reputation of planning a match was a big deal because The Rock didn't really plan a match, Stone Cold didn't plan a match, Undertaker didn't plan a match. Yeah, exactly. It's the people you work with. Triple H never planned really matches at all. Shawn Michaels didn't plan matches. I mean, all those guys in the early days of WWE didn't plan matches.
Running the risk of a shit match.
Yeah, but you run the risk of having an amazing match because it looks spontaneous. It looks amazing, which a lot of Randy's early matches look amazing, but these WCW matches don't look amazing at all. I mean, look at that. That fucking botch he just did. He fucking no-sold an under-the-rope fucking toss. And Benoit all of a sudden has him in the corner? What the fuck is going on? Benoit is picking the WCW World Heavyweight Champion apart. He tried to hang him on the bottom corner, and he didn't sell it. Macho Man didn't sell it at all. And then Benoit,
yeah, but they don't, those WWF ones, do they? It's
ridiculous, man. It's
fucking they never do sell anything.
Look at Benoit. He's as tall as you are, and you wonder why he fucking killed his kids.
Oh, he nearly got his dick out, man. Two cages, the WCW World Heavyweight
title on the line, the Giant and Hogan. If Hogan can even... I'm waiting for Disco Inferno to come out. This is my favorite WCW character of all time.
You hate him, though.
I fucking can't stand that motherfucker! He took a vicious can't stand
but
that
he
bitch.
Is what he is. He's really...
a piece of shit.
He's a piss break.
No, they took him seriously.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Fuck off.
He was a champion at one point. He was a champion.
All
a European.
The segments I've seen him in have been comedy segments.
He was a US or a European champion at one
He's
point.
He's fucking there. He's like,
was he or was he not a US or a European champion at one point?
I don't know. I didn't work my way through that far yet.
Let's look it up.
No,
we got time.
No,
we got time. Trust
Come
me.
Come on, spoilers 20 years after.
Yeah, fine. We can. You keep giving us play-by-play. I'm going to look this up. She's a very smart woman. She's always
Luna Vachon's on. I still would.
Disco Inferno.
Randy Savage is playing beaten up, and Benoit's just doing the old ground and pound, sort of chasing him around the ring, giving him a punch.
Wikipedia, Disco Inferno. Still fucking fat in this picture. Disco Inferno.
Oh, he's going for the headbutt. Pit taboo now.
Yeah, pit taboo now. Cramp song, John Travolta, Saturday Night Fever, Raven, Jessica Sucks, Face Push. He's a cruiserweight division, cruiserweight champion. Nope. And I'll tell you what, Miss Elizabeth, very concerned here. Injured, dancing
why don't you just look at titles and accomplishments near the bottom?
Is that where it is at?
That's Wikipedia. Wrestlers always have that. Yeah. It's not the fourth quarter yet.
Well, who knows how he's going to make it till spring? Championships and accomplishments. And Hogan had to get in a cage. Double vision, maybe no vision, triple vision, who knows? Back leg round kick. GCW? What's GC Great Championship Wrestling?
That, what the fuck is that? I don't know. That will have all their promotions. You just want the World Championship Wrestling one.
So he was the WCW Cruiserweight Champion.
Which is fair enough if he'd been there years.
All right. He was the two-time WCW Television Championship. Congratulations. Wayne, in your WCW fucking love. Because that's what it means to me. Disco Inferno won the fucking WCW television championship.
Is probably lower than the Cruiserweight.
You think so? Because that's not what they presented it like.
That was one of their big drawing points, is the Cruiserweight, wasn't it? Television is like your third tier title.
I disagree.
US would be your second.
Cruiser first, then television, then US, then world. Or then tag team, then world.
We'll go from top to bottom, so WCW.
Yep, then tag team.
I'd class them together because one is sort of different title.
So you're saying that the tag team in the world is the same one?
No, not the same one, but different.
Same tier.
It's sort of world, yeah. They're different. One's for tag teams, one's for singles.
Different purposes. Then the U.S. You got to go U.S. next, right?
Yeah.
Then television. Yeah, that's their intercontinental. Then television. Then
which is your third tier.
Then light heavyweight.
See, Cruiserweight, I think, is like tag team. It serves a different purpose.
I disagree. Because people right now that are watching right now, people like Benoit, were light heavyweight at one point. Just saying. Right now he's battling for the World Heavyweight Championship. Bad arm, his jaw, his collarbone, his shoulder. But look at him, he's on his feet. Silence from Wayne there, buddy.
Oh, no, I was actually just watching it, sorry.
Just saying. This is a good match. I will say that. This is a good match. Very few good matches were ever had on Nitro, but this one is a good match.
Oh, for God's sake, your hatred.
Prove me wrong, fucker. Prove me wrong.
I just enjoy these. He's a nice little...
Benoit diving. Oh, he missed.
Oh my God.
He hit the fucking... Holy shit.
That he jumped out the ring and hit his head on the metal railing.
He did. He jumped out the ring and
I
hit
think we single-handedly found the death of his son.
Oh, elbow to the back of Benoit's head. Now we killed his wife. We just killed his wife.
Oh, Mr. Flair.
Flair. Elizabeth looking hot as always. Luna Vachon running up behind Macho Man and choking Macho Man. Oh, fucking Luna Vachon is a traitor. You traitor cunt. Here comes Arn Anderson beating up fucking Macho Man.
Horseman, mate. Horseman.
It's Horseman, sorry.
Gotta love him.
Elizabeth is shocked always in awe. At this point, they were divorced. That's not really Luna Vachon. I was just fucking with you. Just beating up on Macho Man.
Now you've confused me even more.
That's
is
not
that
really.
Woman, then?
Oh, Hulk Hogan! Hulk Hogan! With the oh I my god, with the saddest chair shots I've ever seen in my life.
Chair shots. Hogan's chair shots suck.
Literally, they got hit in the head with the chair and they rolled out of the ring like it was nothing. They fucking rolled out of the ring like it was nothing.
He dabbed them with the chair.
She does look like Luna Vachon, doesn't she? Yeah, she is. Oh my god. Oh, we gotta watch Super Brawl. That's great. Now we have to watch some fucking Super Brawl. I don't know. What's the deal here? What's going on? You only slightly tapped fucking Macho Man and Arn Anderson on the head.
This is so bad. Hogan's chair shots are nearly as bad as AJ Lee running the ropes. Oops, sorry. Can't say that.
Oh, can't say that.
I upset all CM Punk fans. Hulk Hogan, this week the Macho Man. I don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, woman.
Who has a nice ass and okay. Who's probably dating Lex Luger at this point. Oh. And doing all the coke. And...
Well, you know something, brother?
You know something, brother?
I can tell you what happened here, brother.
I barely hit a bunch of old people in the head with a chair, and then they rolled out of the ring, and then they rolled out and walked down the fucking
You're
arena.
You're ruining my enjoyment of this.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll go get some pizza.
I hate Hogan. Oh,
oh yeah. It's Blair! Flair in the ring.
Looked like he was going.
Bye, bitch. Oh, one elbow, and Hulk's down. That's right, because Flair's fucking the man. Punch, punch, suck my dick. Punch, punch. I always thought that was weird when they put their crotch in their face. So that was weird. Oh, he's scraping the face. Get him, Flair. Get him. Suck my dick, motherfucker. I mean, punch in the face. Oh.
The Big Show
has come out. Who's behind him? Wayne, who's behind him?
It's Fee from the...
Is it like... What's it?
From...
oh, no, that...
Great.
That was a chair shot. From the what? What? Wayne?
Kevin Sullivan's group.
Please explain your weird WCW traditions.
Zodiac, innit?
Yeah, Zodiac.
I just had to remember, sorry.
No, it's fine. That totally explains why Miss Elizabeth is still in the ring. Oh, and Macho Man almost hit fucking Big Show with the chair. That was great. He's laid out like a slab of meat. And look at Elizabeth. She's standing in that corner. She is frozen. She is petrified. She is scared stiff. Why did Zodiac call him off? Why?
In the cage. Cannot be said on TV. Trust me. Why didn't you warn Hulk Hogan about the blind side?
Oh, don't blame her.
She tried to. She tried to, Randy.
Don't blame
she
her.
She honest to God tried to.
Even now he's trying to blame Elizabeth for everything.
This is ridiculous. You're any more paramedics, you're going to call Mayo Clinic.
You're going to feel bad about, in 10 years, Randy, you're going to feel really bad when she dies of a drug overdose. You're going to feel really bad.
Oh, God.
Yeah. When Lex gives her a drug overdose, you're going to feel really bad.
I don't mean that. I'm just mean about hope and rolling blood.
Oh, sorry. We've got to get some medical attention. Oh my god.
It just
this
shows
is what
how
I
desensitized.
Wayne, this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about WCW fans back in the day. I don't know how you can watch this and then watch WWF and see that one is not superior to the other. I don't understand it. I just don't fucking understand it. Oh, there's some great commercials. I love these WCW commercials. In the February issue, you'll see exclusive photos of World War III, including Ric Flair and Sting's brutal conflict. And is it a family? You just watched that World War III? Or
something more. Find out. Plus, the Macho Man, Randy Hogan got eliminated, but he didn't. Man, where do they get
this stuff? Get your copy now. Sting as fucking Stinger instead of Sting is great.
Wow,
Welcome back. We are
it's green. It's all green all of a sudden.
It's Kevin Sullivan, but I can't remember what his faction's called. From the back, Hulk
Hogan. Taskmaster Hugh Morris. I am the king of that with fucking makeup on my face.
All I'll say is...
Oh, yeah. Hugh Morris.
Just don't get him to train at NXT. That's all I'll say.
No, he made a lot of good characters. He just...
When they weren't getting him to, like, lick his asshole out and shit. He just,
you know, lost his shit a little bit, which is fine. I don't mind it. I think he'd made some a lot of good characters. That's what I'm saying. Not Arn! Not Arn! Don't hit Arn with the belt! Don't hit Arn with the belt! Kevin Sullivan running out to the outside of the ring and hit. He hit Brian Pillman! Brian Pillman with the belt! Brian Pillman with the belt! Brian Pillman with the belt! I'm sorry. I get a little carried away when I watch
WCW. I've got to say, I love Brian Pillman.
WCW sucks.
Not going to have much more of Brian Pillman. By all accounts, he's now coming to the end of
his... Yeah, he's almost done. He's almost moving to WCW. I mean, WWE at this point.
And then he goes and snaps his ankle, don't he?
Yep. He had a bad run at WWE, man. Bad run. Then he died.
He had a bad run. Then he died.
Was he in the Four Horsemen?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, right? I forgot. I watched the documentary of his, and I really enjoyed it. I learned a lot about him.
I just think he's awesome. Just the stuff he does. Yeah. Stuff he does when, like, he's out on the outside during other horse.
Wait. Saturday night, it's IRS with USMC. Then it's Brian Pillman with Arn Anderson. It's the Giant. Sting with Hulk, with Lex Luger.
With.
The rematch. The Macho Man. Takes on Chris Benoit. In other words, we know what's going to happen because we planned this shit ahead of time.
They probably taped on the same night.
No. Saturday night was taped in Orlando.
Really?
Yeah.
Separate?
Nope.
So they...
WCW Saturday night was taped in Orlando, Florida.
They must have sold some arenas out for just...
Really? Because they gave away most of their tickets for free. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of people at their shows, and if they're doing it two or three times a week.
No, if they're doing
it. Even if it's given away.
If they're doing it. No, dude, did you not watch the Monday Night Wars? In his own way, he might be. Pillman slapping again. Hugh Morris laughing it off. And wrestling fans, we talked about Super Brawl, two cages, world title on the line. Hogan, if he can, I hope. I will say this: I do wish they would bring back World War III. I think that's awesome. I think it's an awesome, and it's at a great potential for a lot of under signed contracts that they have that they could use. Like
World War III was terrible.
Like Jack Swagger.
World War III was a Royal Rumble in three rings.
Yeah, I love it. I love that stuff, man.
That's too much.
You think so? It's too much?
You could not take it in. It sounds good in theory.
I liked it. I respect you. He's the loser. And if you've never been in a Brian Pillman talking shit as normal. Arn Anderson up in the corner of the ring. If you've ever been in a strap match, you're strapped to a guy with about
12 or 15 feet of rawhide. One around your War wrist, games, one around his wrist. And when that
gets wet, I'm sorry, I apologize. That's what I meant. War games. With the three rings? War games. With three rings, right?
War games is the, like, two rings in a, like, Hell in a Cell.
No, I'm going with the three rings. I liked World War III. I like war. Multiple rings is always a good thing to me. I don't know. I liked it. I don't know why I liked it. I liked it. And Pillman just no-sold that from Sullivan and just tagged Arn Anderson. Fucking completely no-sold whatever fucking
drag each other outside of the bay front
Anderson
into the water.
Did.
Who knows what's going to happen with those two?
Look at the left side of Hugh Morris's chest, Mongo. It is already bright red.
God,
it's like to be on Anderson.
Nia Jax is barely.
It's totally Nia Jax's belly. It's Nia. We have Nia Jax in the ring, guys. We have Nia Jax. Oh.
Hugh Morris.
That was the worst fucking.
And Hugh Morris is well over 300 pounds.
That was such a bad fucking sidewalk slam I've ever seen in my life.
Spinebuster,
thank you. Spinebuster. It's the worst Spinebuster I've ever seen in my life.
It's not that one stiff.
Yeah, it was so stiff. It was so stiff. It reminded me of Cena Ziggler this week in Raw. Pillman, man. Fucking huge slap and didn't let him sell it. Hugh Morris not selling from Arn Anderson. Are you kidding me? Knee. Back. Double axe handle. Snapmare. And into the reverse face lock.
He's directing traffic in there, and the three people in the ring are driving without a license. I don't know how he can do it, but he's got to maintain order.
There you go.
He's got to keep the horse.
Wayne, give us a play-by-play. I'm going to get some more pizza.
It's that simple. And he can't. He's got him in a reverse chin lock. Holding him there. And do whatever he wants to do and start trouble with other people. Really bad bit to commentate on, because obviously it's just a hold.
What are the key ingredients? One of the key ingredients is for a tag team to control the pace. Look at this capacity crowd.
I'll just let Bischoff do it.
WCW Monday Nitro on TNT. But how can you control the playing field? How can you control the timing and the pace of a match when you got a guy in your corner that you cannot depend on?
You can't control it. I think Arn Anderson's out of his mind letting this guy remain a
Pillman's just tagged in.
It's like loading a gun and giving it to a kid. Sooner or later, he's going to pull the trigger.
The former Cincinnati Bengal with a clip to the leg. Brian Pillman taking Hugh Morris. Now, this is a situation where we're seeing right now that Arn Anderson and Brian Pillman are controlling the playing field. They're keeping Hugh Morris in their corner.
Well, they have to do that, and they've got to keep the Taskmaster out. The last thing you want is him in there fresh, because when he comes in that ring, the first thing he'll do is throw you out of the ring and pick up whatever he can find and part your hair with it.
Be careful here.
Loving the railing spots.
It's another guy. You ring his bell a little too hard, it wakes him up.
Yeah, he dips his Orioles a different way.
I hate when that happens. I hate when you hit somebody in the head real hard and all it does is wake him up.
Reach him up.
Another really bad snap there.
It's pretty bad snap.
He just sort of flops over.
Yeah, he does. Kidman back in. Kidman on Hugh Morris.
Kidman?
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
Pillman. You got the wrong man.
Yeah, get the wrong man. Hugh Morris definitely showing that he does not want to work cardio at all this month. Tagged in Kevin Sullivan, and Pillman is all over Kevin Sullivan. Kevin Sullivan all over Pillman. They are not selling at all. Not at all. They do not like each other. Definitely do not like each other.
I don't get Kevin Sullivan. Look, he looks such like a weird
baby. Yeah,
baby.
Because he's a fucking idiot. That's why.
He's like a giant baby.
Huge knee to the gut. And Spillman doesn't sell shit. He didn't sell shit. He came out the gate, off the fucking corner, and slapped Sullivan in the face. Pillman all over. Oh, this is an abortion. This is a fucking abortion of a match. Arn Anderson had to get in the middle of it.
Getting a bit clustery now.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely.
There's nothing the referee can do anymore now.
Pillman throwing Hugh Morris outside. Anderson and Sullivan.
This is going to end in a sham.
Yep.
Just literally. Like, just
yep. Absolutely. 1, 2, 3. 10 count out. Gone.
There's a
what the fuck was that? What the fuck did we just see? What did we just see? Wayne, as a WCW fan, what did we just see? What happened? What just happened?
I've actually seen that clip. I know who that is. That was Paul Orndorff.
So what happened, Wayne? What happened?
He hit him with a broom.
Okay, so Arn Anderson, who was not legal, and Kevin Sullivan, who was legal, walked all the way back through the fucking rampway, which, by the way, Brian Pillman just no-sold that. And Arn Anderson is still up and walked to the ring. So Arn Anderson and Kevin Sullivan.
Literally about 1 second.
Yeah. Yeah, literally 1 second. So they walked all, Arn Anderson and Kevin Sullivan walked all the way back to the rampway, the entrance to the arena, walked over to the side of the arena, and then someone with a broom, literally a wicker broom, went out and hit them on the, hit Arn Anderson on the back of the back. And then Kevin Sullivan walked back to the arena, to the ring, and all of a sudden Brian Pillman was counted out, done deal, done. And then they all showed back up in the ring again. This is the most embarrassing. I don't know how anybody watched this. I don't know how any, how did this win? How did this win the Monday Night War for 2 years? Coming away from the Bayfront Center in St. Petersburg, Florida, live this Sunday, February 11th, 7 o'clock Eastern. Call your local cable. Wayne, please explain to me this. I would, please.
I never watched it at the time.
I'm hoping that you would help me. Why are you watching it now, Wayne? It's like,
I tell you, I enjoy it.
It's like someone going through the Bible. It's not really enjoyable. You just
3 hour roar all this.
I would rather.
I'd actually
rather
watch it.
Dude, we just watched Buff Bagwell walk out for this, and his name's Marcus Bagwell. We just watched him.
I love a bit of Buff.
He right now he is a. Okay, that girl's pretty hot, but he just walked out.
You gotta love a bit of Buff Bagwell.
Dude, are you, what did you just say to me? He just walked out. He is a male.
Oh, he looks special in the crowd.
He is a male prostitute right now.
Well, that's right now. Back then he was.
And he, this fucking nobody, this fucking pathetic worm is going against Ric Flair. Who just walked out with the woman that was with Randy Savage.
Yeah, because she turned on it.
No, I get why she's walking out with Randy Savage. I don't understand why I convinced you she was Luda Vachon, but I get why.
Because you're good at bullshit.
But I do understand that she's walking out with Ric Flair because
she's
hot.
You don't even flinch when you bullshit.
No, I don't. Of course I don't. Dude, if you flinch, you're lying. You don't flinch if you sell it. You just keep selling it.
You sold it more.
And here's who's the retard with the neck brace?
Paul Orndorff.
Oh, that's Orndorff that just hit fucking Arn Anderson with the broom.
Wait a minute. I know, sweeping me off my feet with that comment.
The broom man.
That was pretty obvious. With that.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Yeah, thank you. You might say Orndorff is kind of cleaning up around here tonight.
Oh my god, my brain hurts. My fucking brain hurts from this shit.
So you're not getting converted then?
Nope, not at all.
I still don't.
Seriously, there's a possibility I could have watched this at one point and I just went, this is stupid, and I flipped the channel. And my brother would have said the same thing if he had a control. Because it was, the rule was in the house was whoever got the controller first. That was the rule. We knew we were watching one of them, either WWF or WCW. We knew we were watching one of them. We just didn't know which one. And
so
it was always
the remote TN.
Well, no, it was always which one's better. So if one of us really decided that one of them is not better, and let me tell you which one we decided was not better. But you know what? I'll give you a break. Here you go. I'll give you a break. So we know this was 1996, right?
Yeah.
So after this is done, we will watch the Raw that was in 1996, episode 23 or whatever it is.
What, how about this that? Week on?
Yes. We will compare the two. How about that? We will compare the two. It'll be a two-hour live between Wayne and Devil Man. How about that? So
if only we could have planned this from the start.
Yeah.
We could actually have done a proper job.
Compare and contrast, motherfucker. So right now we're watching Ric Flair and Buff Bagwell in the middle. Wayne's going to walk you through it for a minute while I go get my pizza.
I didn't walk us through for anything last time. I just let Eric Bischoff commentate. But you got Flair in the corner. Guess what he's doing? He's doing some chops. Buff, look at him, selling it. Gets back here before this
match is over, he's gonna run right into the pizza's delicious, but Ric Flair's always better. Oh, God damn. Look at the referee. The referee reacted to that hit. Did you see the referee?
Fuck, that must have hurt.
The referee fucking jumped back 16
That's
feet.
That's good when the referee sells stuff.
What? That's not good. That's not good. The referee's not supposed to sell anything. The wrestler's supposed to sell something.
Reverb.
Oh, Buff Bagwell. Yes, Buff Bagwell. Do the horrible clothesline. Hey, look, another horrible clothesline. And a clothesline on the outside. Thank you, Ric Flair, for selling all that stuff. Marcus Alexander Bagwell.
I thought they called him Alligator just then.
Marcus the Stripper Bagwell.
Oh, for fuck's sake, why'd you keep bringing that up?
Because that's where Eric Bischoff found him.
I thought you meant not his gigolo stuff now.
No. Stripper and gigolo is two different things.
He fucking commands a lot of money. I don't think he's worth it.
Yeah, how much is he getting paid right now?
I don't know, but there was a podcast I was listening to, and they actually went through his rates, and that was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, Pat posed with that shit on Facebook, the WCW contracts. It was insane.
I wasn't talking about his WCW contract. I was talking about his gigolo stuff, the rates that you bought him for.
Really?
Yeah, like if you wanted a weekend with him or just an hour.
Is that something that I could do?
Let's see if I can get it up. I'm on my porn laptop now, so it's fine.
Dropkick by Buffwell. Buffwell. Buff Bagwell. Raise the arm by Flair. Another arm by Flair.
Don't blow it here, Rick. Do not blow it here. Know what you're doing.
Bagwell needs to grab that leg, maybe some shorts, and get that three count, baby. Flair, I'd do it to him.
Now, Flair's too smart. He's been there too.
Try a drop kick by Bagwell, and that didn't work. Flair grabbed the rope and staying to the rope. And that hot chick in the corners keep throwing the four fingers up.
Right. Here we go. Oh, God, adverts. Fuck's sake. Fuck off. Here we go. It's $800 for 2 hours.
It's not crazy.
$1,550 for 4 hours. $3,000 for an overnight visit. And weekends at $8,000.
Tell me
guess what a full week with Buff is.
Please tell me you just saw him roll out of the ring.
No, please. I was literally looking at Buff's rights.
He went over the top rope without anyone touching him. He rolled out of the top rope without anyone touching him.
If you want a week with Buff, it's $25,000.
$25,000?
So TNA could hire him to do like a set of tapings.
I don't think TNA could afford it. Okay. So Ric Flair whipped him into the rope. He went into the other rope and flipped out of the ring.
Wait, the
for no reason.
Come on.
For no reason. Now he's in the corner kicking Ric Flair. Ric Flair just gave him a huge fucking chop. Buff punched him back. Ric Flair punched him back. Another punch by Buff. Another punch by Flair. Another elbow by Buff. Another elbow by Buff. Elbow by Buff. Punch, 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 punch.
Oh,
punch,
my punch, God. Punch, punch, punch. That is bad. Okay, I have to admit that one.
Did you see what I was talking about?
You can't give, like, fucking 8 punches to someone's chin in a row. Boy, was that close.
I don't think Flair wants to beat him with a pinfall.
And he's still standing? That's pretty bad.
He's not going to do it from up there, though.
Oh my God.
Typical Flair. How long has he been doing that? That fall from the top rope?
Well, he was even doing
it. I don't think he's
WWE
ever done a move from the top rope ever. What move has Ric Flair done from the top rope?
I saw him do a 450 splash once.
Did you?
No.
I know you didn't.
The tag teams we got in the WCW now, baby, it's all up for grabs.
You've got the street fight, Public Enemy taking on the Nasty Boys.
It's all up for grabs, even my dog.
Nasty Boys versus Public Enemy in a street fight. What a shocker. I've seen that match about three times in the last few years.
Yeah, in WWF 10 years ago.
Macho does need to hurry up and get back to this ring and take Mr. Bagwell out for dinner.
Macho does need to hurry up and get back to this ring.
Woo! He's going to be hurting come time for that Super Brawl in that cage. Bagwell's making sure of that.
Only 6 days away. You bet he's going to be hurting. But nobody's hurting worse than Hogan right now. And Savage, he may come
he sort of does a over-the-top rope sort of flog splash.
Yeah,
sort of.
It was a springboard frog splash you tried to do from the outside to the inside.
You just done exactly what I did. Couldn't get it out. From that. End of the figure four. I'm having to guess what will happen here.
Aaron Bischoff rooting for Bagwell at this point. The pain. Because Bagwell is getting
$120,000.
Ric Flair just punched the ref. He punched the ref like he would punch one of his wives.
If you hadn't guessed from the audio, Savage is now out. And Flair is fucking gone. He's run.
Flair's gone. Left his girl behind. He's gone. I love the ref got punched like he got punched like a fucking fly would have gotten punched. And the ref is gone.
Savage has just shoved another one over.
Has he left the building? Has he left in his dressing room? Is a horseman with him? Because Savage, he is bent on getting his hands right now on Ric Flair.
Bobby the Brain, I apologize sincerely from Vince McMahon to you.
Before we go, let's take a look. Let's take a look.
Now Flair knows what he's doing right now. He's got Marcus Bagwell where he wants him. Bagwell thinks he's going to take over.
Why did he ever think that was going to be a move that was he was ever going to be able to do? Like he's a mid-carder? Like he's a fucking... Like he's a fucking cruiserweight? Like he's going to be able to slingshot himself? He weighs like 250 pounds.
Wrestling world, get a good look. That's Ric Flair at his best.
You do know what
Bobby the Brain hitting as worse, ladies and gentlemen. What?
You do know what Buff Bagwell's mum is called, don't you?
No, what is it?
Judy.
It is not. Shut up.
No, it is Judy Bagwell in a pole match.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's his mom.
Here we go, the WCW World.
Here we go, more old people from WWF, hoping that WCW will make it big. The Blue Road Warriors and fucking Hawk, who is still drunk from the night before, because we all know he's an alcoholic at this point.
And we will give you an update there as we count down to Super Brawl. Two cages, Savage and Flair in one, Hogan and the Giant in the other.
I don't know how they do it without poking their heads off.
You know how quick this match is? This match is so quick. I can barely see the little bubble at the bottom compared to the next bubble, which is the next segment.
Really?
Oh, no, this is the main event. This is Stinger Luger. This is the main event. There's one. There's one minute behind this, too.
There's the titles on the line, aren't they?
I don't know. They have a tag team now? Yeah, the tag. Yeah, they can hear us. They can hear the douchey to be better.
That's right. They do have different outlooks, baby, because on the Clash, you heard it when the Road Warriors came out.
They do have different outlooks, baby, on the Clashes. You should see the Clashes. They put their shit on the line. It's great.
Because the Road Warriors can take care of business.
Look at this. Business.
Standing room only here.
Standing room only. Shut the fuck up, Eric Bischoff. You gave away your tickets. It's half an arena. Shut the fuck up.
Bringing you the very best. This
Congratulations. You sold out Augusta.
So many times, but it's worth repeating again. I want to thank everyone who has helped to make WCW.
That referee fucked that up so bad.
It's Nick Patrick, to be fair.
It's so bad. He held up one that was great and the other
the
one
fast count for Sting that was not actually any faster than the normal count.
The other hand was so fucked up you couldn't see what the belt was. He had to direct. Did you see that? He had to direct Hulk to the correct corner. He was so drunk he had to correct Hulk to the correct corner.
Poor Hulk.
Fuck Hulk. Fucking drunk ass bitch.
How could that be hurt? Stings. Gonna be a little bit taken aback here. No pun intended. Get it? Taken aback?
No, no one gets it, Eric Bischoff. Shut the fuck up.
Stupefied over there, kid.
No, I'm just writing this down so I don't lose it.
Colin Elbow hookup. Sting with a wide base. Up and a 10-1 animal giving us a good look here at the
fuck,
power
got the hiccups.
That has made this team so famous throughout the years. The question in everybody's mind here in this arena, I'm sure, across the country right now, who is the most dominant team of the 90s? We may find out here tonight.
Sting and Luger.
Titles on the line as the champions.
Do you really believe that?
No.
Okay, Eric, just a second. Clothesline from the top rope from Sting. Which we all know he doesn't like top ropes anymore.
No, he done that bit fine.
No, anymore.
No, I mean, oh, you mean the actual buff?
Yeah.
I thought you meant the top rope bit.
No.
Individuals that have formed a tag team.
Did Luger become like the most basic generic wrestler of all time after he left WWE? He did, didn't he?
He always was, wasn't he?
Look at him. I mean, he's wearing black on black trunks. Just boring. Just boring. You stand next to fuck it. But that didn't even touch. Nice job, Luger. Hulk. No, sold that shit with a huge clothesline.
Seeing this one back on tape,
you never turn your back on the Legion of Doom.
I just think
shoulder block.
This mallet looked really bad.
Fist. Oh, you can tell he's drunk. Dude, he's so drunk. You know he's drunk.
Stop keep saying he's fucking drunk.
He's drunk.
Get it.
Because you know he's drunk, dude.
Probably stronger than Hawk. Quite possibly. Not sure. Looks like he might be in a little bit better shape. Hawk may be the more vicious of the two. Sting just does not have that mean streak. That
Eric Bischoff means Hawk may be the drunker of the two. That's what Eric Bischoff means.
More intoxicated.
Yeah. Sting reversed this with a Stinger Splash, and Hawk forgot to stay in the corner.
It's going
to
take a mean streak.
Here we go.
Can we have a match without a botch?
In a double sledge to the back of the shoulders.
We can't. We can't have a match without a botch. Is that what you just said?
Just
Wayne.
Tag teamwork to
get I'm just ignoring you now. You're like a dog with a bone.
I can't wait. I cannot wait to see the WWE version. I'm going to be like, who the fuck is this? What are we talking? What is this?
The thing is, I was, you know, proper well into watching at this point, WWF. So.
All right, that was kind of cool. You don't see that very often anymore. The whole low totem pole, the low bar on the tag team partner. That's good. You don't see that much.
Absolutely. Well, I don't
know if Steve. Gotta get rid of his hiccups.
Got the interesting story going here about like Luger cheating all the time and Sting doesn't know.
Tell me about it.
Well, no, it's just, I think it's interesting. Like, Sting, they keep winning, but Sting don't notice that Luger's cheating. So Sting thinks they're, like, honest champions when really fucking Luger's been dodgy as fuck.
Is that why he's wearing the black tights?
No, he wore black tights ever since he's come back.
Okay. He knows you don't want to stand toe-to-toe with an animal and pound it out. If he's weak, if his back's hurt, work on it. So they're actually cheaters, but Sting doesn't know it.
Yeah. That's quite a good story, though, and I think that's something.
Do they? I'm guessing they eventually turned against each other.
I guess at some point, but I ain't got there yet, have I?
I was just guessing. That was a shitty elbow. Luger's the worst. Man. Luger has certainly made a change here at WCW, and a change for Sting too. If Sting's smart and keep his mouth shut. That was the worst power slam I've ever seen in my life.
These are bad elbows as well.
I know. Luger dropping elbows now across the top of the chest. Stabbing at us because that means we're on top. What the fuck was that? Baby. Catch up indeed, and catching up is what Sting. In the most complete format. Sting and Luger
catching up here. Obviously glitched in.
Yeah, they glitched. Evidently, WCW glitched their fucking production. And WWE had to just skip it. God, I get rid of his hiccups. We are committed to keep talking, Lang. I get rid of these hiccups.
You always do that when they're doing holds. And then there's nothing to talk about.
I'm trying. Like to fight with the lights
off. They like in the dark. Drink a little cup of vinegar.
No, it's disgusting. I like a
good fight too. It stops him. You only need I'm not saying a cup, like a little thumb-sized cup.
Thumb-sized cup?
Yeah, you know, like little medicine things. Mouthwash cup.
NXT. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm chaining the wrong thing. I apologize. That's not a thumb size is not a mouth size. A mouth size is like a shot size.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Go on, do it.
Slingshot. Luger with a power bomb. Horrible power bomb. Could not be one of the worst power bombs I've ever seen in my life. That's the total package right there, Luger. Shitty knee to the side. They've been pounding that thing, and he's still up and at him. Cover. I want my eyes to stop seeing what I'm seeing in front of me. This is the fucking worst wrestling. Stinger through the ropes. Hawk got after him. Lex Luger and Animal inside of the ring. Lex Luger and Animal. Luger sets up. Suplex up and over as Hawk and Animal are. Excuse me, as he just no-sold a suplex. That's a shitty power slam too. A big lead plate? Oh, Hulk. Hulk Luger just nailed Hulk in the fucking kidneys with the plate. One, two, three. The ref's not even in the ring when he counted. Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck is going on? What the fuck just happened, Wayne?
It's a good storyline.
That's a good storyline? That's a good storyline. Bad wrestling's a good storyline? Is Sting all of a sudden looking at his partner and going, what the fuck? Is that what's going on right now? Sting didn't rise himself up from nothing to superstar status doing the dark side's work, my friend. You've got to stay on the straight and narrow. Animal's like, he's trying to point to his back, but then he realized
shot to his kidneys wherever it was really bad.
Then he realized he can't wipe his butt because he fucking benched too much today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have with me the Road Warriors, Hawk and Animal. First of all, before I get to you, let me point out.
Come here. Listen to me. We're not asking. We're demanding. We want.
Ooh, what a rush. A Sting
and Luger. Now, what's always with? Well.
Okay, but what happened here?
Always starts with, well. If I'm wrong, it's no secret you've had back problems over the past few years. It looked to me like Lex Luger went after that back.
We owe some Gino Glenn.
my back. Let me tell you something, brother. The past in the past.
Everybody in the world knows nobody can this beat is the worst ever. Fair swear. Worst we're ever. So bad.
For God's sake.
It's so bad. Okay, convince me to be convince me to be happy about this. Please convince me.
I would kick you off the recording, but you're recording, so that wouldn't really achieve a lot.
Proves right there, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to be in charge, record the call. Convince me, please. Convince me. How is this good?
You don't want to do it, but now you have, and now you must pay the price. Let's go.
It's pretty bad.
How was that good at all? Now we got to watch fucking Monday Night Raw and Super Brawl. Congratulations.
Thanks, Gino, and I'll tell you what a night it has been. Nitro, the hottest.
I like Bischoff.
Some odd change you're going to find anywhere, and I'll tell you what, Super Brawl coming up. Hogan, still no word on Hogan. How bad is the eye? We don't know, but we've got two cages coming up at Super Brawl. You've got Ric Flair, the Macho Man Randy Savage, the World Heavyweight title on the line, and we've got Hogan and the Giant. Bobby, you first.
Hogan.
Well,
and
Hogan's
the Giant.
All beat up. He's got a bad eye. I don't know if he can see one person, two, three,
a
or four.
Bad eye?
When that door shuts and locks,
yeah.
Hogan, you're on your
oh,
own.
It is because he's got that shiner, right?
No, Elizabeth from the last episode went to hit Flair but caught Hogan in the eye of her heel or something.
Look out there with that triple vision he's going to have and hit the guy in the front. Right in front of you, baby. That big stinky thing. He don't need any eyes. He can just smell that stinky thing coming at him. And my friends, get up against a TV
oh, he's terrible.
And rake yourself across it. See
so bad, man.
That's what these boys got in store for him at Super Brawl. For
more but Pepe is key.
WCW Saturday night, 6:05 Eastern. We will try to update you. But whatever you do, join us this Sunday, Super Brawl 6, exclusively on pay-per-view. We'll see you next week.
All right, here we go. 1996.
Looks like I'm up to Super Brawl now.
Now we're up to Super Brawl. Yeah. Now we're Super Brawl. Okay. 1996. I'm trying to stop this. Okay.
Right.
So.
5th of February.
Yeah, we're still showing. Oh, 5th of February. Okay, that's even better. Okay. So, in the ring, or vault. Oh, there's no WWE. For the vault.
You're so useless at navigating the WWE
network.
I'm so
bad at this because I'm normally raw replays. Year 1996. And if you said what February?
Not be in luck.
February, May, February. 13th. 5th. Yeah, February 5th or the 13th. What do you want to do?
Oh, we've done it. Have you found it?
Yeah, February 5th or the 13th. It's episode
January.
147 or episode 146.
14th
or the
5th. We've just done 5th, didn't we? So
we're going to do the 5th?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're going to do the 5th.
I'm going in.
Already, I'm going to say this is good because Undertaker was on that picture. All right, so here we go. We're going to start. Wayne's a
little
behind.
You're gonna have to pause it for a second.
Yeah. All right. Pause. 1, 2, 3. WWF with the Shawn Michaels in the middle. Yep. Oh, there we go. We're good. All right. Here we go. Raw. Yokozuna starting out, buddy. Yokozuna. Here we go. Yokozuna, British Bulldog, guided by Jimmy Cornette.
Two dudes with attitude.
Here we go. Shawn Michaels and Big Daddy Cool. Dude, we're about to see Shawn Michaels and Diesel, man. Are you kidding me? Tonight we have a World Heavyweight Championship.
Bret Hart versus The Undertaker.
Bret Hart versus The Undertaker. How do you fight that? It's amazing.
The most resilient WWF superstar in the world today, the 1996.
All right, they could have 100% impressed their entrance in there. Yeah, okay. All right, get that. But Shawn Michaels in his prime. fucking Shawn Michaels, man. They're tag team champions, Shawn Michaels and Diesel. When does Diesel and Razor Ramon jump to WCW, Wayne?
I think that's in about 3 months, isn't it?
Is it 97 or 96?
96. Definitely 96. It's mid-96.
Now, we'll say this. The arena looks smaller, but it has three tiers instead of just one tier for WCW. WCW was only two tiers. WWF is three tiers. So I can't tell which one is like sold out more or whatnot.
Is it making sense?
Is he making sense?
If Diesel...
Yeah, because Owen Hart just turned on his champion. No. This has always been the case for them. They made a long title run with it.
Diesel had a long title run. That was after his relationship with Shawn Michaels. So how did all that happen?
No, after he lost the championship, they tagged together. That was the problem. See? They always did that. They always do the scissors, paper scissors, and then they did the fuck click sign.
Jenny Jones show, ladies and gentlemen, and on his way to the NBA Jam this coming week. Down in hometown of San Antonio.
NBA Jam. How fucking old are we, dude?
Well, he's got a lot of big plans, you know. I guess he figures you can build a reputation on what you're going to do. He may not survive this match tonight.
Well, not much is certain. You never can tell what's going to happen in the World Wrestling Federation. Sean British Bulldog.
Dude, Sean is fucking jacked, dude. Seriously, Sean is jacked.
Although he's a very impressive athlete, no question of it. Oh, wait a minute. I think we're... Here's the counter. Listen to this. Oh, yeah.
Big deal, McMahon. He may be prettier, but he's not as powerful as the Bulldog.
By the way, the recent Surgeon General warning about...
How'd you like to be in the fucking arena right now, Wayne? How close you are compared to now?
To me...
Can you imagine that right now? Imagine seeing British Bulldog versus Shawn Michaels. It's fucking amazing, dude.
I've got to admit, the card is enticing me more with this one.
Can
we only know two matches.
Here tonight on Raw, the British Bulldog, along with the mighty Yokozuna, a tremendous tag team combination.
Yokozuna's not even winning yet.
Anything can happen. What kind of strategy does the Bulldog...
Anything can happen in WWE.
Yeah. Come on, Bulldog! Shawn Michaels and... He's going to lose, but come on.
Well, look at the size of the Bulldog's arms.
Heartbreak Kid. I mean, you can't...
I just snatched that Shawn Michaels by that long stringy hair of his, swing him around a few times, and throw him in about the 15th row out there.
I see. The Bulldog set up for the ride. Coming off the rope. Hip toss.
Not a hip toss.
Too strong.
Oh! That'll do it. Michael!
Swing over. Always classic Shawn Michaels. Gorilla press. Oh, rake the eyes by Shawn Michaels.
Second round.
Into the rope. Nope. Slingshot rope. Shawn Michaels clothesline over the top rope. Hey, look. Bulldog went over the top rope with someone touching him. Yokozuna in the ring and hitting Shawn Michaels. That's not cool. Diesel grabbing Shawn. Wow. Oh, that was awesome. That's how you entertain the folks right there. Already, this shit is awesome. You know who Shawn Michaels reminds me of? Ambrose.
Shawn Michaels.
Ambrose.
That's all Michaels and Diesel are doing.
The same attitude.
The other way around.
Well, yeah, I know that. That's why I said it like that, though.
No way. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, later on tonight, you're going to see, yes, the World
Respect the Original
Championship up for grabs. A rare opportunity here tonight on Raw.
Oh, look, Jim Cornette.
Against Bret the Hitman.
Asshole Jim Cornette.
You love Jim Cornette.
I don't like Jim Cornette.
I saw you tweet him.
yes, I tweeted him. You know what? Every time I wake up, I tweet him.
Because you love how he used to bury
his dick. I sucked his dick this morning. Diesel in. Bulldog totally tagged in Yokozuna. Yokozuna, holy fuck, that dude is huge. Fatty McFatterson is in.
Look at the size. Look, he's got Roman Reigns' fucking expression.
He does. Huge punch. Punch Diesel. Punch Diesel, clothesline, nothing. Clothesline, nothing. Clothesline, nope. Samoa slam.
Thing is, though, he could move considering how massive
he is. Fucking fast
was.
As shit, dude. Fast as shit. He's fat as fuck,
he
but he can
move.
Should not be able
does.
To do that, but he doesn't.
Diesel, Yokozuna going at it here tonight on Raw as we look at this double feature now.
You would think that Diesel and Yokozuna would be the main event. Wouldn't you? You would. But they're not.
Championship was Bret Hart.
I'm just saying. Shawn Michaels, Yokozuna, slingshot. Oh, sling them right over Lobo. Low bridge by fucking British Bulldog. Yokozuna taking a break. Because, you know, you can't walk that far. Shawn Michaels into the...
Oh.
Oh. That was not good.
Strip your knees.
Yeah, exactly. Into the fucking stairs. Straight into the stairs. What do you mean in the back? It was straight into the stairs with the knees.
Against Owen Hart. In your house, Michaels puts it all up for grabs.
Did you just say against Owen Hart?
Going to WrestleMania.
They've still been
oh, with the in your house next. Gotcha.
He hadn't gone over the edge yet.
Against the British Bulldog.
Well, that's what I was saying. Yokozuna just broke up with Owen Hart and pulled in British Bulldog.
I liked them as a tag team.
I really liked them as a tag team. You know, Andy didn't know they were a tag team.
Fuck up.
I swear to God, Andy did not know they were a tag team. Yokozuna and Owen Hart, he did not know they were a tag team. Nice suplex by British Bulldog, keeping him up in the air for a while.
WWE, but what if Bret Hart is successful? What if Bret then loses the title in the steel cage match in your house to Big Daddy Cool Diesel? Then it's Diesel, perhaps versus Shawn Michaels. In
the tag, Yokozuna holding his, holding Shawn's Shawn back, choking Shawn now. Diesel trying to help him out. Fucking douchebag Mills Lane is on the outside. Raw continues. Please give us a WWE. Oh, I was hoping for a classic WWE commercial. No commercial.
Did you see that, my man? I think I saw Shawn Michaels' tooth fly out. Yokozuna has been dominating Shawn Michaels.
Yokozuna has been dominating Shawn Michaels. Because he's like four times the Shawn Michaels. You never really think Diesel's that big until you like fucking see his ass like standing on the edge of the ring.
I dread to think what I'd look like next to him.
You'd look up to his knee. Actually, you'd probably be right at his dick, so you'd probably suck his dick if you wanted to.
Maybe if he was younger, not now. I'd be too dribbly.
His balls hanging down too low for you.
The cut off wouldn't be as good.
I'm there. I'm. Oh, sorry, Wayne. Doing the Yokozuna is doing the trapezoid clinch. Yokozuna is getting up. Sit on him, Yoko! Sit on him, Yoko! Can you believe he's Hawaiian, not Japanese?
Oh, no,
I'm just saying, can you believe that? That's I still think, even when I watch these old things, I still think he's Japanese, not Hawaiian.
I know he's definitely not Japanese. Whomever that might be. He's part of the annoying thingy family.
Yeah, but you didn't know that back then.
No, I always genuinely believed he was of Japan.
I don't know why I don't believe you, but I don't believe you for some reason.
What?
That you thought he was.
I always did, too, actually, quite recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Missing clothesline. Shawn with the breadbasket. Sorry, Shawn.
He was born in California.
Was he really? I thought he was born in Hawaii.
Nah. I didn't, you know, I knew it was somewhere weird. Yeah, San Francisco. He died in Liverpool.
See, any
he died in the UK.
Did he really? Any current wrestler that's strong style like Ryback should be taking notes from someone like fucking British Bulldog. Totally 100% should be taking notes. Someone that can work with people like Owen and Shawn and all the current wrestlers right now. Because that's essentially that's what happened. Shawn and Owen have become the top tier wrestlers right now. That's what happened. Am I wrong, Wayne?
I just
think about it. Think about it right now. Top tier wrestlers right now. Are they more British Bulldog and Yokozuna and Diesel, or are they more Shawn Michaels? Your silence is palpable.
Of wrestlers today are more like Shawn Michaels.
Absolutely, they're more. Dude, they're not. You think they are more like Shawn Michaels? We saw fucking Rollins do a turnbuckle style thing like Ric Flair did this week. He did that flip in the ring like Shawn Michaels does. That Shawn Michaels learned from Ric Flair. Did we not?
Yeah.
Diesel slide. Oh. Diesel at the ring. Oh, boot. Nice big boot. Tag in Shawn. Diesel to the corner. Shawn climbing on top of Diesel. Slam. One, two, and his shoulder was up. Oh, leg drop from British Bulldog to Yokozuna. Chin music. Sweet chin music. He's out. Yokozuna's out. Oh, Owen Hart.
He's gotta help the British Bulldog get Yokozuna back in the ring. You gotta beat the count. Get him in the ring quick. The
officials. How are you gonna get Yokozuna? In reality, they could not get Yokozuna up. Owen calling for a timeout.
See, that's how you can do a count out and still feel like that's a proper ending to a match.
I agree. And Diesel.
That felt like a win for them, even though it was a count out. So it is possible.
See, this is what Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose should be more like. This is what they should be like.
It's ironic we're saying that after a Raw where that's exactly the finish to the match.
It's true. Because we're cunts. Careful, Jim Cornette. You're about to shit yourself. As soon as Yokozuna lays on top of you, he's going to shit yourself.
He's publicly humiliating a two-time WWF champion, a former tag team champion. Cornette is just verbally raping Yokozuna.
Wow.
Whoa. Whoa, Vince McMahon just said verbally raping. That's quote unquote verbally raping. Jim Cornette is verbally raping Yokozuna. That's what he just said. There's no way in fucking hell he would say that right now. Verbally. I should send that clip to him.
Face turn.
Yokozuna turns face.
Just don't take him to Liverpool, because then that'll be the end.
Well, it's probably close. When did he die?
It was quite recent.
Recent?
2001, I think he died.
What year is it, Wayne?
This is 96.
Money. Power. Power. Money. Yeah, take your pick. I want more.
The WWF title up for grabs here tonight on Raw.
I'll trust you to laugh at that.
Things are starting to change around here.
Oh, start Mankind.
Maybe I finally found a home. A hardcore home. And now I can have a nice day.
And your reaction to that, King? Well, I'd say that was a little eerie, wouldn't you?
That shit. Those promos were amazing. However,
coming up, when a call girl makes the move to modeling, someone is out to stop her dead in her tracks. Don't miss an all-new episode of Silk Stockings tonight at 10.
We should watch that next.
USA Network, yeah. USA. I love that Silk Stocking shit. The USA Network was awesome back then. Now they just show lame shit. Are those real tattoos, by the way? I always forgot.
No.
Okay. One, two. I thought the 1-2-3 kid was the shit, man. Seriously, I thought the 1-2-3 kid was the shit back in the day. Now I realize he's Sean Waltman. He's a freaking drug addict loser. That's all.
Yeah, but he was. I still think he was a really, really good pro wrestler.
I thought he was too.
He might be an asshole, but 90% of these people are probably assholes. So. Razor Ramon is the biggest crybaby in the
history of the World Wrestling Federation. Well, they tried to prove it last weekend on WWE. Who's this guy? Superstars. He had a
stroller out around ring. I can't remember his name, but I remember him like
Tatashi. That was racist. Nonetheless, you sure he has some tattoos?
They're not real.
They're not real. Okay. What a great matchup. This is going to be two martial
artists going at it here. Hakuchi. That's it, Hakuchi.
Hakuchi!
They're not coochie. Sounds like a bit of your fucking genitalia.
Hakuchi? That's the whole point. Hakuchi?
I've snapped my tushy.
Hakuchi. Here we go. Mm. Yes, anything can happen here in the World Wrestling Federation. Probably has shown up today. Wow. And apparently, our friend probably is back again, Wayne.
Unorthodoxly.
Unorthodoxly is back with the 1-2-3 kid.
All right, you're really pushing it now. You're forcing it. You've just managed to push
it. Oh, that was amazing, Lee. Here we go, E! First making a name for himself
at the expense of
Razor Ramon, if you will recall. I think those are real tattoos, man.
They're not fucking real. Razor Ramon some time ago. Don't give me that shit. You'll soon say it.
Guys, tell us on Twitter. At Devil Lamp, are they real or are they not real?
Fucking tattoos down
the face. Ant's gonna wake up and be like, you're a cunt. Shut up. Hakuchi. Flip. On his feet, the kid. Nope. Missed the clothesline. Oh, straight to the kick. Fucking neck kick, man. Seriously. Hakuchi up and nope. Missed the. Kid, get out of the way. Smart move, kid. I'll say. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, WWE superstars over in the great country of India performing as we speak. Recently in Bombay, just last night, some 30,000 fans attending an event at a stadium in Bangalore, and then winding up in Delhi. And by the way, we will be bringing exclusive footage back for you here
Vince,
on
USA
on Mania this coming weekend. And on
Vince, it's called New Delhi, not just Delhi, you racist fuck. Just saying. I got a personal tour of the Taj Mahal. Just like... Jim Cornette rape Yokozuna. Verbally rape Yokozuna.
I can't believe he said that.
Doesn't that show how like fucking politically correct we all are? Doesn't that show that?
Yeah.
It's fucking sad, isn't it?
But you know, I never took any notice of it before. Yeah, it's very impressive. He's mad now. What does that mean?
That means he's going to take it to Hakuchi. Hakuchi. Come on, 1-2-3 kick, fucking kick his ass. You fucking drug addict motherfucker.
What do you mean again?
Sorry.
People are going to see he was such an ugly baby that for the first 6 months of his life, his mother diapered the wrong end. Hakuchi coming
off the rope. Sorry, not sorry. The kid taking the momentum of Hakuchi. Hakuchi outside of the ropes. 1-2-3 kick against the bad guy Razor Ramon.
What
a devastating
maneuver!
What? Okay.
What a maneuver!
Wayne, are you saying this is better or worse than WCW so far?
Okay, second match. Been a better episode.
Thank you.
You got to remember, this is the product I actually watched at the time.
So what?
You seem to forget that.
I didn't watch this product. This is not the product. I did not watch this every single week. That did not happen. And I'm telling you right now, WWF is much better than WCW so far.
yet to come. The WWE this episode's been a lot better. I've got to remember that.
A lot better than what? WCW?
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations. It didn't take much.
The 1-2-3 kick, surprisingly, taking it to Hakushi, sets him up for the ride, and oh my goodness, yes! Hakushi's in trouble.
You do remember the last episode we watched. Hulk Hogan bled because someone scraped his face too hard with the nails. Like, you do remember that, right?
He had a cut before they reopened the wound. He done some really light chair taps.
Really light? He used the chair harder if he placed it on the ground correctly. That's what he would have done.
I still can't believe McMahon. What he says about his father is a direct quote from...
Get him, kid!
Definitely from the top, man!
Oh! Whoa! You tell me you would have seen that at WCW at any point whatsoever.
Whatever.
Fucking 1-2-3 kid jumped from the top rope to do a crossbody. Haku caught him in the middle of the air with a drop kick. And you're saying that WCW would have provided that at one point whatsoever?
Stop putting fucking words in my mouth.
Was that awesome or not?
This is only start tonight because I literally said to you, I've been following Nitro.
Okay, I'll watch Nitro. Nitro? I'll watch some Nitro. I've never seen Nitro. Oh, back elbow. That was the check write the it's a IRS check off. Is that what they call that?
Yeah. IRS kick. Was nope. Just a oh. Little bit before my
back
time.
Kick. Haku is kicking ass. I'm still thinking those are real tattoos. Springboard! Crossbody. That must have hurt. Look, they're not coming off as they're not coming off of him. I'm thinking they're real tattoos. They're real tattoos.
They're not real tattoos.
Hey, don't tell me that. Springboard crossbody wasn't exactly a. Vince will learn later that he needs to tighten his rope. Should be alright.
I would say I'd look it up. I wouldn't know if it was him now or not.
Look it up. Hakuchi. Look it up, Hakuchi.
They all. I'm not gonna say.
Oh, huge fucking shoulder. Off the top rope. Shoulder. 1-2-3 kick on the ground. 1-2 kick out by 1-2-3 kick because he didn't cover him worth a shit.
Comments pre-recorded from Jim Cornette and his attorney Clarence Mason relative to this Vader fiasco. A man who had a 24-hour career in the WWF. The kid being set up now, coming off the rope, and no, Hakushi coming. Oh no!
There you go.
That was a devastating maneuver.
And speaking of Japan, don't you know the people?
That's it. X-Pac. Kick out, roll up. Kick out, roll up.
No,
nope. Hakuchi, not get it. Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was berated. He was humiliated out
swing
here
to the corner. Nope, reversed. HP. Hurricanrana. 1-2. Kick out.
Most account of three again.
Frankensteiner. Shut up, Vince.
Thus far tonight on Raw. Yet to come, of course, Bret the Hitman Hart defending the WWF title against the Phenom, the Undertaker. You don't want to miss a moment of tonight's Monday Night Raw.
Look, Hakushi's running. He's trying to leave the ring. He's had enough.
Not at all.
Huh?
No sirree. Hakushi to the outside. Now, here we go. High risk maneuver, perhaps.
No sirree, Bob.
Hakushi going upstairs.
Hakushi going upstairs.
Nonetheless, he's getting up there. The kid trying to beat him in a punch.
Clothesline. I mean, drop kick to Hakushi on the top rope. 1-2-3 kid climbing up. It's looking like he's going to do a Hurricanrana. What the fuck? Double underhook. Double underhook suplex. 1-2-3. Done.
I like that.
Me too. I like that too. Hey, do me a favor. Hit 1-2-3. Hit pause. 1-2-3. Pause. All right. Gotta take a break. Just give me a second. I got some beer. I got to take a minute.
You got too excited in there.
I did. I did get a little excited. Which, I know. I got to wake up. That's what I'm saying. I got to wake up. Beer.
Huh? How's that going to wake you up? Make what? Me more tired when I have beer.
That doesn't make me more tired. It makes me more excited. So I got something in front of me to do. All right. You ready? I'm going to let you go, and you're going to run right into it. Ready? Set. 1, 2, 3. Play.
Speaking of a crowd, maybe, ladies and gentlemen, standing by. Let's take you now. Pre-recorded comments, Jim Cornette, along with his attorney.
Pre-recorded comments.
Jim Cornette. It's been 1 week. 1 week. Oh, the token black guy.
And we haven't heard anything from the World Wrestling Federation.
Is that actually what he's called?
That's what I call him.
A case that I personally went to the Supreme Court.
I personally went to the Supreme Court. Motherfucker. Back in the day, the Supreme Court wouldn't have saw your black ass.
In positions such as yourself, Mr. Monsoon, unless we have immediate, and I do mean immediate reinstatement of Mr. Vader, we will sue, and we will sue
Supreme Court a booty.
The demands of Clarence Mason will not fall on deaf ears. You're looking at footage, ladies and gentlemen, of Vader attacking Gorilla Monsoon.
What's going on, Wayne? What happened with Vader? Wayne?
He attacked Gorilla Monsoon. I remember this storyline roughly.
Convalescing as a result of his injuries.
Oh, God, that's when he was commissioner thing, wasn't it? When he was, like, running it.
Felt like I was hit by a
he was president, weren't he? He was officially known as.
The transverse process of the third cervical vertebrae and some torn intercostal cartilage, but that'll all heal. You know, and at this point in time, I want to apologize to the fans of the World Wrestling Federation for my actions.
And what do you mean by that? Evening.
Well, you know, the guy provoked me. You couldn't really hear what the
what
guy
happened
was
with
saying
Monsoon,
or,
Wayne?
Or what his thoughts were.
Vader attacked him.
Vader
I didn't respond
him.
As interim president. I responded as Gorilla Monsoon. So for that, I apologize to the fans of the World Wrestling Federation. And I also want to take
look at
this
those glasses, man. Those glasses
thank
are cool.
The thousands and thousands of
blue glasses like that.
Cards
ooh,
and letters
things.
And get well wishes.
I really so I remember what about an Gorilla Monsoon as the president. That is the
amazing.
Monsoon I remember.
What about reinstatement then? Should he be reinstated in your opinion?
Well, everybody knows how I feel on that matter. That now is in the hands of the board of directors. It's up to them.
Could I ask you board one of question, directors, which we don't really have because we're not that big of a company.
The of the World Wrestling Federation to
your board of directors interviewing you.
Well, the
yeah, you don't have that. No, you don't have that big of a. If you're a private company, you don't really have a board of directors.
I know that at times Hot Rod.
You didn't get my joke,
cannon,
did you?
No, I didn't get it. What was it?
Vince was interviewing him.
Oh, yeah.
The Hot Rod is going to be
I said your board of directors is interviewing
until I return after WrestleMania.
Well, the best of luck to you and your convalescence.
Best of luck to
thank
you.
You're
on.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, back in the arena. And oh, my
already?
God. It's just been three matches. I know they've been long the matches.
The
Hitman
main event? Oh, it is the main event.
Champion. Will the lights go out on the Hitman's reign? The Undertaker, one-on-one against Bret the Hitman.
It is the main event. Holy shit, this is like a 45-minute match.
To defend the title against the Undertaker, much to the protest of Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
Something, you know, something happens. Something happens. I can't tell, but something happens. This is a long match, though. Oh, dude, it's only 42 minutes. Raw was only an hour.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought Raw, because WCW was 2 hours, right?
No.
It wasn't. It was an hour too.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
This is before either of them took the leap.
The 2 hour leap, and then
and then I'm guessing is probably WCW.
Yeah, it's got to be WCW. Paul, give Eric an hour every Monday night. I'm TNT.
We're back with our Monday Night Raw. In the squared circle, the Undertaker.
Remember those belts, dude, with the foam? Remember the foam belts?
I got the foam belts. I already wanted one. I always wanted one.
You didn't have one? I had one. You didn't have one?
No, I didn't have one.
Oh, they're great, man. They're expensive.
Dad would watch us, let us watch us, but we weren't allowed to spend money on the shit, is what he'd say.
What?
And maybe the Undertaker will be the WWF champion at that time.
Well, when,
he'd let us buy the computer games. That's different. It's like a computer game, but he wouldn't let us buy, like, merchandise or nothing. No.
Well, when Cerebral Satire makes money, you can tell him to go fuck himself. How about that?
Well, I own a belt now, don't I? I'm having the last laugh now.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you ever worn it around him?
Took up there, yeah.
You should totally wear it one day. You should just wear it.
I took it up and he just laughed at me and called me a prat.
What? Did you tell him to fuck himself? Tell him to go fuck himself?
No, I did not tell my dad to go fuck himself.
I would have. I'd be like, ah, fuck you, Dad. This shit, this is mine. This is my present. I bought this. You know you want one. This is a belt. Everybody likes a big belt. The TV Zone section to find out where you can be all you can be. All right, let's go back. All you can be. This return matchup with The Undertaker. Look at this. Big Daddy Cool Diesel coming in and yanking the official right by the ankles. It could have ended right there, but Bret Hart said, whoa, no. I want to put the title up for grabs. I want to know if I can defeat The Undertaker or vice versa. Hence the reason for the matchup. What a great champion Bret Hart has been thus far. Yeah, and maybe, McMahon, what a dumb champion to risk your title against that man right there so close to in your house. I think it's a stupid move. Is this when Undertaker wins? Bret Hart on the outside now. I think this is when Taker wins. Of Bret Hitman Hart fans. Well, followed him through. I really do this. I think this is when Taker wins. One of the greatest of all time. Will Bret Hart's reign come to a brusque halt here tonight on Raw? The Hitman against the Undertaker. This might be his first win. Big Daddy Cool Diesel, whom we saw earlier on, will be
watching every second of this matchup. We'll find out in a minute. You know, McMahon, I think I'm beginning to realize what the
Undertaker. This might be Undertaker's first win. Before Diesel was champion again. And what do you think he meant? Well, I do remember seeing this match right now, quite a few times. Whether it's in the Undertaker DVD or it's on the Bret Hart DVD, I can't remember. Some would concur with that, some would differ. Might be on both, actually. Bret the Hitman Hart must find some measure to counter the
Undertaker. Look at that shiner.
I know, shiner. Holy shit. Bret's got a big shiner on his right eye. Left eye, left eye. And it's quickness. Hitman down to headbutt
by the Undertaker, and Bret Hart is reeling. Yeah, I miss Bret Hart in his wrestling attire.
Do you?
Yeah, that's just cool. I thought his wrestling attire was
the pink and black.
Yeah, I had the wrestling figure of it with the four hearts and the egg.
What about the purple and black by Taker?
I had that as well, but I think I had the gray gloves.
Yeah, gray gloves with the fake Taker.
Oh, don't say that. If I had the fake Taker.
It was the fake Taker. Gray was always the fake Taker.
Oh, I had the shit figure.
You didn't know that?
Oh, I remember the fucking... Boy, I can't wait for that live and in your house. February 18th, the date, ladies and gentlemen. Didn't you hate it, like, when there's action figures? Like, and that weren't the proper action figure.
What do you mean?
Like, say there was Batman, but then they had, like, a different version of Batman. Like, I don't know.
A red version of Batman?
Yeah, not real. Like, a slightly changed version.
Yeah, yeah.
And I fucking hated that. You just wanted the normal version.
Yeah. You just wanted a Batman. Not like,
Holiday Batman.
Yeah, not like Aqua Swimming Batman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Taker choking Bret in both sides of the ring. It's a most unique matchup. This is going to be bad. Roddy Piper could make indeed. Bret. Matter of fact, the marketing suits in the WWF can't even keep up with Roddy Piper changing things all over the place. Punch the throat of Bret. Bret down on the ground. Hitman Hart having great difficulty. No surprise here. And you can note that the mobility of the Hitman has been highly restricted here in this matchup. As a result of the previous encounter at the Royal Rumble, Bret Hart's knee. Wow, he used to be really good at that fucking eye. That rolling in the eyes, he was really good at that at one point.
I don't think that was as good as what he used to do in the mid-90s. It's just a thing he could do, man, full stop.
Really good.
I don't think you get better or worse at it, to be honest.
Oh, here's Diesel.
Not again.
Diesel, what are we doing? Stop. What are you doing, man? Oh, here you go. Undertaker walking the ropes. Back now we call it old school. Back then, oh. Never mind.
Back then it was new school.
Back then it was fucking amazing.
Joining us in the broadcast position. Obviously, the question is, what are you doing here? February 18, you get your shot at the title.
Well, I was told that maybe I could get a pay increase if I came down here and did a little commentating. So I thought maybe I'd come down and see how things are going. Bird's eye view here.
Well, certainly we have that as Bret the Hitman Hart battling The Undertaker, just as he did at the Royal Rumble.
The Undertaker doing whatever. Oh, then a nice takedown by the Hitman.
It's definitely his first title win.
What, Takers or Brett's?
Takers.
This is
the Hulk Hogan back and forth, didn't he, in his first year?
Oh, I forgot about that. No, I forgot about that. I didn't realize. I totally forgot about that. So it's this. So this would be his second belt.
I don't think this is a belt for him.
Well, no, I'm saying if he won, this would be a second belt.
Yeah.
No. I understand that, but I think if he won, this would be a second belt. That's what I'm saying.
No, because I think he won twice in that Hogan year that went back and forth.
All right, the third. Either way,
pretty sure it did. I might be wrong on that. That might have gone to Hogan.
I think you're right. Maybe. Yeah. I think Taker only won one though.
He's really biting off more than he can chew. And a lot of people would concur with that thought. I would certainly join it. Bret Hart against The Undertaker. This was the Hitman's idea. Bret Hart did not have to defend the title.
Yeah, I just heard a recent interview with him that this was one of the ones where he shortened up his title run, too, because he had personal issues going on. He had to go deal with Bret, dude. I think it was on that Bret DVD.
If you found an interview with Taker.
No. I think it was on the Bret DVD. Taker with two punches to the face. Diesel looking onward. Very concerned. Diesel looking.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'd love to give him one. In your house, right now, the Undertaker against the Hitman Bret Hart. Will the Undertaker be the champion? Stay with us. We're back with Mark WWF Raw. What a suplex there by the Undertaker. Bret the Hitman Hart has been pummeled all the way through this break. The Undertaker, so very close, up taking the World Wrestling Federation Championship from the Hitman, and the worried look on the man sitting next to me, Big Daddy Cool Diesel. Yes, it could be Diesel against the Undertaker inside the cage in your house on February 18th. The Undertaker with the advantage. What does Bret Hart have to do to get back into this match? Oh, no, to the outside. And that... Bret Hart landed on his knee.
That's right. That can't do him any good at all. Look out, here comes the Undertaker.
Undertaker coming outside with Bret the Hitman Hart. This one likely to get ugly now. This is for the WWF title. And oh, down into the railing. That could make the Hitman's face a little more ugly.
So, WCW is looking pretty realistic right now.
Oh, let's give it up.
Giving the Undertaker the opportunity for this.
Why did my screen just go white?
Why did your screen just go white?
No.
But no,
Bret Hart fooled you, didn't he, Big D? Huh? Yeah.
Bret Hart. Your network shit.
Oh, there it is. Okay, I'm good. On Monday night. My network, dude. You can hear my network the entire time. Why is it? Diesel has said absolutely nothing. I'm just saying, WCW.
Flash white,
right. Yeah, mine just went flash white too.
No, I said mine didn't.
Oh. What kind of day it would be, you know? Yes, I'm just saying right now we'll be watching Buff Bagwell versus somebody else. That's all I'm saying.
Disco Inferno.
Or Disco Inferno versus somebody else is all I'm saying. Instead of watching Taker do old school right now, which we're about to do, which is new school because it's Taker. Huge right hand. Amazing. Amazing.
You know the cold day in hell while I just talked, I watched the Weather Channel today.
Yes, Kevin Nash. Of the Outsiders and the NWO fame.
Yeah, it's Kevin Nash of Diesel fame before he got to the
Diesel
Outsiders.
Diesel fame.
He did get Diesel fame. You can't say he didn't.
To be honest, he's in the Hall of Fame as Diesel.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Still don't
Thank you. Undertaker doing a jumping clothesline to Bret Hart and pulling up right now because it looks like Bret Hart's about to lose. To the Undertaker. And we saw the tombstone once before. Yes.
At the ring. Here we go. That was a bad ref bump. With the tombstone and the feet of the Hitman. That was terrible.
It was a Mills Lane. Yeah, it was Mills Lane. The Undertaker wrapped up. One. Two. Kick out by Taker. The Hitman's boot caught the referee right in the jaw. The Hitman back up on his feet. The Undertaker stalking. Wrecked the Hitman Hart. Oh, what a chop there by the Undertaker. It wasn't a chop. Vince, it was a right hand. Shut up. Clothesline. Trying to revive the ref. He is out. And the official is out cold, and the Undertaker will not stop. I know it. Oh, no. And look at this.
The Undertaker wants desperately to be the World Wrestling Federation champion. The Undertaker with a score to settle against Big Daddy Cool Diesel, for that matter. So does Bret the Hitman Hart have a huge score to settle with Big Daddy Cool Diesel. But right now, it's these two men going at it. And one man will have the privilege, if you would, of facing Diesel in the cage.
Look at this, look at this.
No.
Come on.
And again, Bret Hart attacking the leg as he did once before.
Look, Bret, you got to be careful with old people like the Undertaker. I mean, younger people like the Undertaker. Yeah, I know. Diesel! Don't do it! Oh, big right hand by Diesel. Bret Hart, the champion. Oh, into the corner. Turnbuckle. Oh, no love lost. There's the man. No love lost.
Wait a minute. There's no love lost at all.
Here goes Taker. Here comes Taker. Get him, Taker. Big boot to the stomach. Punch to the face. Into that horrible
that step bump, don't they?
Yeah, man, it's horrible.
And that was done bad.
It was bad. Diesel's got a chair. Let's see if it's a... Oh, no, look, it's a real chair shot instead of just a little bump chair shot by Hulk Hogan. Diesel, throw him back in the ring. He's going to give him a powerbomb. I think he's going to give him a powerbomb. I think he's going to give him a powerbomb.
Fucking referee's dead still. Yep.
Powerbomb. The worst.
No, he done that a lot of fucking jackknife where he done it so.
Look at this. Oh, wait a minute. The Undertaker's
trying to do it roughly and like. Look, their feet actually land before the back.
I didn't think anyone would ever do this. Look at this. Diesel with the Undertaker. He's setting him up again. He's setting him up for the ride again.
Look at these people, McMahon. They're in shock.
Another jackknife.
That was better. That was better, at least.
Diesel, proud of what he's done. It's carnage everywhere. The official is still down. Undertaker's down. Bret Hart is still down.
Paul Bearer's over there. He can't believe his eyes. Now, where's Diesel going?
Diesel leaving carnage everywhere.
No, wait a minute. He's going back after Bret the Hitman Hart. He's going to nail him again.
Oh, no. Will this match continue? Can Bret Hart and the Undertaker get back in the ring and go at it? Stay with us. We'll find out. We're back with more Raw, and here's what you missed during the break. I couldn't believe it. Bret the Hitman Hart got up just as Diesel was leaving.
Look
Bret Hart, look, coming over to Diesel, and they began to pummel each other. A tremendous melee ensued. Officials coming down, breaking
tremendous
in.
Tremendous melee before a
tremendous melee. Oh, yeah,
Big Daddy Cool, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes when the Undertaker catches him.
Come
the
on,
Undertaker
Taker. Get up, Taker, get up.
To the locker room looking for Big Daddy Cool Diesel, and he just might catch him, who knows. Oh. The match officially declared a draw as we take you now. To
draw?
Right
a draw?
Here's the he didn't even see the end, man. When we last it just went to the ring with the fucking lights. Was asked a difficult
question. There we go. Turner Broadcasting System. Here we go. Love these vignettes.
Yeah, let's why don't we
you fucking would.
Of course quick here. Yeah, right over here.
Back to the subject of greed. What won't you do to put the WWF out of business?
Well, I won't use my own money. I mean, that'd be just out of... Is something wrong or what? Let's get back to the question.
Let's
here.
Return
right,
to the
boys.
Press conference.
Yeah. Okay. Next question.
Billionaire Ted, isn't it true that your wrestling company has lost millions of dollars over the years, thus wasting your stockholders' good money?
Yeah, but I'm having fun. Yeah, it's kind of like a plaything. Yeah, next question.
Billionaire Ted. When the $40 billion merger with Time Warner goes through, will you exhibit the same attitude toward the Time Warner stockholders?
Holy shit.
Well, hell yeah. I mean, as long as I'm having fun, that's all that matters, right?
Oh, fuck, were they wrong? Were they right about
that? I was
going
to say, that was the fucking joke.
It's their
money.
Yeah.
Well, sure,
were they right
sure
about
they
that?
Care, but I don't.
I'm surprised they didn't keep playing that fucking one line on the fucking Monday Night Wars.
Right. I know, I'm surprised they haven't either.
Considering they actually spent quite a bit of time on these skits.
What is it that motivates you?
Money. Power. Power. Money. Yeah, take your pick. I want more. I want to.
He just snacked into a Slim Jim.
He did.
When I die and I see my daddy again, I can say, Dad, kiss this. Then, that's all, folks. See ya.
This advertisement was rejected by the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. However, a modified version will be published in the New York Times financial section this Wednesday.
Wow, I didn't know it was that serious. Wow, that was fucking serious. That was it. That was the last of Raw right there, buddy.
I'm sorry, but that was a fucking bad ending.
That was a bad ending. It was a bad ending. I'm not going to deny that.
Don't mean the skit. That was pretty bad. I mean just the ending of the match and everything. What a great episode until then.
Yeah, it was a good episode until then. All right. Well, that was Wayne and Vamp doing WrestleCasts for WCW and WWE, or WWF, I should say. We are out. Bye, Wayne.
Bye.